A clash of civilizations is taking place right before our very eyes in the battle for Ukraine. It's a clash between two world systems, the American-European system of Judengeist and the Russian system of Orthodox Christianity. A unipolar world is at its end, and the clash has begun.
Что же такое однополярный мир? Как бы ни украшали этот термин, он в конечном итоге означает на практике только одно. Это один центр власти, один центр силы, один центр принятия решения. Это мир одного хозяина, одного суверена. Да, по сути, чуть ли не вся система права одного государства, прежде всего, конечно, Соединенных Штатов, перешагнула свои национальные границы и, по сути, во всех сферах, и в экономике, и в политике, и в гуманитарной сфере навязывается другим государствам. Ну, кому это понравится? Кому это понравится?
No one, except for the Jews who rule America and Europe. That's why Russia is in the crosshairs of international Jewry, and Putin is spun as a new Hitler. Russia is the last holdout of Christianity and the only force strong enough to oppose the Jewish agenda. Christianity in America has long been destroyed by the Jewish press, Jewish Hollywood, and the Jewish lobbies. Europe has left its Christian roots by assenting to the EU's dismissal of European church history. Hanukkah has become the holy day of the EU. It's now a battle between the atheist West and the Russian East, and it converges in Ukraine. Historically, culturally, and economically, Ukraine is tied to Russia. But by Victoria Nuland installing Gatz the Yid as Ukraine's prime minister, Kiev has been pushed away from Russia right into the decadent arms of the EU. The next step is to make Ukraine the Sabbath goy of the Jewish-ruled IMF. Ukraine's getting a big loan, but with heavy strings attached.
Now, the $14 to $18 billion from international leaders is not simply a loan. It also comes with some of the harshest austerity conditions we've seen yet. Heating costs will jump by some 50%, a 70% wage cut for public sector workers. Let's move on and talk about pensions, because they're set to be slashed to half their current value. This means the elderly will have to make ends meet while paying for those rising utility bills.
Look at what Yats the Yid, Newland's Yiddishy boy, has brought down on the people of Ukraine. With crushing debt, a lowered standard of living, and severed from Russia, demoralized Ukraine will become yet another pawn in Jewry's plan for world hegemony. But Russia and friends won't take this sitting down. Already, companies like Germany's Siemens are saying nein to the threatened sanctions against Russia. And Putin has said many times that Russia, Ukraine, and Belarus will form a threefold cord that won't be easily broken. But the real strength of Russia is derived from her Christian roots. If God is for a nation, who can be against her? It's no longer a unipolar world. The battle has just begun.